We're moving forwards. We're on Zion Ahmed Bey's. Into the wide lines, about six lines down or so. It says back to the Mishnah, it says, five. A shoychet chayav oif b'yom tov. The third part of the Mishnah, that is regards to shechting and doing kisui hadam on yom tov. So hashoychet, quote from the Mishnah. So di avad in lachilolo. Hashoychet is mashma that it's past tense, the one who shechted. So mashma that it's bidyevad. In l'chachilolo, meaning, really, ideally, you're supposed to have your pre-yom tov. You're supposed to have your covering material set up, and this guy didn't, so he shechted, yeah. And now he's the question. Then he can cover up. But Eimah Sefer, the Sefer says, "Beis Hillel Omrim lo yishchoit." It says you shouldn't shecht, so you make a diuk from that. Michlal de Tanakama sova yishchoit. So the diuk is that Tanakama says you can shecht l'chachila. Right, so basically a contradiction. What was Beis Shammai saying? Is it bidyevad or is it l'chachila? So that was it. That was the on this sheet, right? We've done both. There's the shochet. Yeah? And then there's the second part. You see with the Beis Hillel Omrim lo yishchot. So we work back and it should be... Yeah?
Once he's shechted, then he's allowed to dig.
Hashochet generally means bidyevad, because it depends. Yeah, that's what Rashi says. The words hashochet sounds like it's after the fact, and that means bidyevad.
How else could you say
it?
You mean not?
No, you should say yishchot. He should. Go ahead. What's that?
If it's true that the word shochet means
that, exactly, that's the point. That's the cash of the Gemara. Exactly. So, but then we say, we're good. Halo kasha. This is not a kasha. We're going to answer the following way. What it means when Beis Hillel says in the second part, right, Beis Hillel Omrim lo yishchot, that means over there, it means lo yishchot v'yichase ka'omar. Really, it's not focusing on the shechita, right? Everyone agrees that you shouldn't shech l'chachila if you don't have ofer muchon. And we're talking about where he already shechted. Now the question is, where do you go from here? Can you do the kisui or not? Right? So Beis Hillel says, you can't even do the kisui. Beis Shammai says, bidi evad you shechted. Right? Now you can do the kisui. And Beis Hillel are saying, you can't even do the kisui. Okay? But the problem is, Amos Sefer, meaning the latter part of the Mishnah, which is the third part highlighted, it says, "Umoidim she'im shochat she'yachpor b'dech v'yichase." And Beis Hillel agree we call it the shechita, right? That you can, if you did the shechita, you can do the kisui. So it's clear that they're talking about the shechita. So the machlok is bidyevad l'chachila is the shechita. Okay, so comes the question is, therefore, the Mishnah doesn't make sense. Why did it say at the beginning of the Mishnah, it says, Hashochet, which is Lashon Bidyevad, when it's clear from the Mishnah that Beis Shammai says you can even do Shechita Lachachila?
Grammatically,
Hashochet
is not Bidyevad.
It is.
Shachat is
Bidyevad. Okay, but also Hashochet is as well. That's the Mishnah's opinion. Okay, that's the... We're going to see. You're going to even... You see from Rashi, if you look at it as well. So, now... So Michlal the ratio lav diyevad hu. So what's the right? Okay. Now Amar Rabba, what we're going to see, yeah. Hachika Amar. When it says hashoychet over here, hashoychet sheba limaleich. Right. Let's look at Gil. Behave. I know it's your neighbor, really, but whatever. Okay, but let's look at this Rashi because I see you're disturbed. Yeah. Look at this Rashi. Ashoichet sheba limoleich. You see this Rashi? It's ashoichet sheba limoleich. It's three lines up from the big lines. Yeah. So we're saying this is the answer now over here. Yeah. Afol gav. Here you see this gil. Da ashoichet da alma. The general understanding of ashoichet is the avad. That's the way it is. Al korcha hacha lachachila. But here you are forced to say it's lachachila. Right, and so how are we answering it up? How can you basically make it in the past tense and is like achila? So it's like a story. It says hashoychet shabal lishchoit. Somebody who came to shecht, yeah, or bought limolech. He came to consult. Limolech means consult lonu to the chachamim. Yeah, ma ya'ase. What should he do? Im yishchoit. If he should shecht l'chachila, yeah, im lav or not. Hoil ve'en lo afatichua, because he doesn't have any pre, Yom Tov dik dirt prepared. Be'shame omrim v'chulei. So let's go back. Now, so Amma Rabba. Says Rabba, Hachik Amma. Hashoichet, right, Shabbat limolech. The person who came to Shecht, and he wanted to ask, can he do it? Because he doesn't have this offer muchan. Kate said, Oima loy. What should we say to him? What's the psak does he get? So, Be Shammai Omrim, they say, Oima loy, Shachoit, Chafor, Vichisa. You should tell him, you should shecht, and then you should dig, and then you should cover. It's important to get the order over here. Right, by the way, this, just because this is going to come up. You see, we're saying the lachila, the psak is, first you shecht, then you dig. Then you cover. Okay, this is Rabbi Shita, okay, in Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel Omrim, they say, Lo yishcho, you shouldn't shecht, Ela im kein, unless, Haya lo offer muchon b'bo'od yom. And he had, only if he had offer muchon b'bo'od yom. Now, Rav Yosef is going to say basically the same as Rabbi, but he's going to just switch round the order of the Shechita and the Chafira. Okay, Rav Yosef Omar, same thing, same answer. Hachik Omar, this is what the Mishnah is saying. Hashoichet, the one who's coming to Shecht, Shabbat Limolech, he comes to ask, what should he do? Keitzad Oimer Loi. How? What did the Rabbanim say to him? So Be Shammai Omrim Oimer Loi. They say the following: Leich. So they say go Chafor. So here they say dig first, and then Shachoit, and then Shecht, and then Vechisa. Okay, that's in the Lachachila. And Beis Hillel Omrim Lo Yishchoit. You shouldn't shecht, Elim Kain, Hayalo, Offer, Muchon, Mibojom. Only if you had Offer, Muchon, Mibojom. Okay. And so we answered the Mishnah. Hashochet means the one who came to ask what to do, right? And it's really, according to Beis Shammai, it's Lachachila. So now, Amalei Abaye, says Abaye, who's a Talmud of Rav Yosef, the Rav Yosef, okay? Lema Ma, let's suggest that Ma, meaning you, the Honorable Ma, yeah, V'Rabba and Rabba, but a Rebbe Zera. With regards to Rebbe Zera, I'm a Rav, Kar Maflagisu. You're arguing, which we're going to see. Basically, by the way, you said your pasaks. Basically, one said dig first and then shechel, and the one said shechel and dig. Yeah, to I'm a Rebbe Zera, I'm a Rav. Rebbe Zera is in the name of Rav. Hashoichet, somebody who shechs. This is talking about the mitzvah of Kisui Adam now, not on Yom Tov, just a general mitzvah of Kisui Adam. Tzorich, he needs when he shechs. Siyitain offer lamato. You need. Right, offer underneath, meaning you couldn't shecht on this floor over here because there's no offer here. Yeah, you need to shecht outside because it's offer, right? The offer lamala, and then you put offer on top. It's an offer sandwich. Yeah, shenema. We learn it from the pasuk. It says v'shof. We're talking about kissing your dam. It says v'shofachas damo. You should pour its blood out v'chisaho, and you should cover it. But offer with offer. So comments the. Moira, Rav, yeah, it says offer, lo ne'emo. I didn't say offer, Ella, it says but offer. You've got to cover it with offer. So Rashi says, you see over there, that it's already basically in the offer before you cover it, right? If you look at the pasuk again, it says, let's just read the pasuk, right? It says, just two lines up, it says, v'shofach es damoi, you should pour out its blood, yeah, v'chiso, right, but offer, you should cover it already. Yeah, it would have been easy if he said but offer, but he learns but offer means there was offer there already, and then you should cover it again with offer. Okay, so now says Abaye, let's suggest Demar Islay de Rebbe Zera. So you hold with Rebbe Zera because you said first dig, then shecht, because you need offer lamata, right? So that is, and Rabba. Yeah, Lace Lady Rabbi Zera, Rabbi doesn't hold with Rabbi Zera. Because he said, yeah, basically shecht first and then cover. So it sounds that Rabbi Yosef is concerned about Offa Lamata and Rabbi's not. So Rabbi Yosef says back to him, he says, Amalei, Bain Le Didi, Bain Le Rabbi. Both of us, with regards to both of us, yeah, Is Lan de Rabbi Zera. We both hold with Rabbi Zera. So you're okay. But Hacha Bahar Kama Fliginon. But this is the thing we're arguing about with regards to this issue. Yeah. Rabbi Sava, he holds, yeah, that he says the one he said shecht first, then dig. Yeah. Eka offer Lamata. If you have pre offer Lamata, meaning you're shechting like outside and there's loose ground over there, in, you're allowed to do it. But if you don't, low. But if you don't have offer already pre underneath, then you can't do it. why, it's going to explain now. Chashinim were concerned. Dilma, perhaps Mimlach, Mamlichim, is going to change his mind. Mimlach, that means change his mind. Velo yishachit, he may not shecht. Right? So that's a problem. So basically, he's going to end up basically digging for no good reason, right? If you dig first and then shecht, there's always the possibility of maybe he's going to say, you know what, I don't feel like chicken. I feel like beef. Yeah, and beef you don't need kissing me a damn. So he's not going to shecht it, and then he's going to found out that he's digging for no reason on Yom Tov, which is not a good thing. Yeah. Oh, says right. So that's Rabba's concern, but says Rav Yosef Uladid. But for me, Ha Adifa, it's better that he should dig first. Why? Because right, explaining himself now. De'i, that if not lo shoris, you do not permit leib him. Okay, to dig first. I see le amnune, he's going to come and hold back. Misimchas Yom Tov, and he's not going to shecht. If you start getting all like particular with him and say, you know, you got to, you know, shecht first, then dig, and it's maybe difficult to do. You know what I mean? You got to quickly, you know, I don't know.
You dig first, you dig afterwards.
No, but really, you're supposed to shecht it, and then the blood's supposed to go straight into the dirt. I mean, how would you do it otherwise? Otherwise, you have to shecht it and then quickly, you know, quickly dig a hole afterwards. Get a bit stressful. Just trying to relax on Yom Tov. I don't know, but whatever. There's some chashash or whatever here that he may not shecht if you're going to be particular with him. So that's going to be it's a chumrah that comes to the kula that he's going to be hold back from Simchas Yom Tov. Okay, what time is it now? No, so should we do a little bit more? There's like five lines. Okay, let's do it. It's pretty straightforward because it's a good hakdama for the next bit. Okay. Amoidim she'im shochat, they agree if he shechted, sheyachpo v'decha v'yichasa. Okay, he should cover it up. Now, so Amar Rebbe Zreika, says Rebbe Zreika, Amar Rav, in the name of Rav, v'hu sheyesh lo decha not. That we said you can do kiss your dam over here, yeah, is not so straightforward. You have to have already plunged into the ground, pre-Yom Tov, your shovel. Right? That has to be done at least, yeah, even in Beis Shammai. Right, then it's got to be so. Mibaoidyom from pre Yom Tov. So Rashi points out, you see, by the fact that he says this, basically we see over here that there's no assay dunchelota assay over here. Even though it's an assay to do to kiss you a dam, and so maybe it's only a lota assay not to do malacha, but you see over here that he's concerned that you have to pre stick your shovel into the ground. We don't say assay dunchelota assay. We're bothered about malacha. You can't do any malacha for the sake of kissing a dam. It's not one of those things. It's not like doing a milah on Shabbos or something like that. It's But he's just saying, the rule is, for whatever reason, he doesn't address it here, but it could be because Yom Tov is an assay and a lota assay. So the rule is an assay can't push off a lota assay, an assay. Rashi doesn't deal with it. He's just saying, we see from here, yeah, that the mitzvah doesn't push off the issa of malacha.
How does it help?
Okay, oh, very good. So that's what the Gemara is going to say. Great. Very, very good.
It's actually more funny because it's not actually here at the same time.
Yeah, also, another point. Yes, great. Good. Very good. But anyway, we said, what do you gain? Says Yosef, yeah? Vaha ka ovid katisha. He's still like crunching up the pieces of the clods of dirt when he like shovels it out. And that's, says Rashi, that's a problem of toich. That's toichein. So what about toichein? Oh, so Amarev Chia, but Ashi, Amarav, but Ofati Kuach. No, it's pre, it's like loose ground. It's only like sand. So therefore, there's not a problem. But let me say, Vaha Ovid Guma. But he's digging a hole. Can't dig a hole. A hole is a problem of binyan. Right? If you need that hole, maybe you want to put something in there. So that's a problem of binyan. So answer the Gemara. Could Rabbi Abba, it's like Rabbi Abba, Da'amar Rabbi Abba. Choifa Guma, if somebody digs a hole on Shabbos, Ve'enu Tzorich Ella La'ofra, and he only needs its offerer for the dirt. Yeah, potter leh, he's potter upon it, meaning he's digging a hole, but he doesn't want the hole. So right, this is a malacha she'enu tzorich legufa. And so it should be yosid rabbanon, but maybe it's a mitzvah. Right, Tosafot speaks about it, whatever. But basically,
it's
oh, it's makal, right? It's makalkel. Yeah, yeah, makal.
Right.
Very good. But maybe we'll have. Okay, good.
But,